Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
While you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the Go.
With Wednesday's 830 on the Go, I'm Lindsay Peterson. Today's stories include a child struck and a St. Paul street is recovering, some heavy road construction coming this weekend, and a special bit of dental work for a bear of a patient. But we begin with an update on a tragic shooting from earlier this week.
The Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office has released the name of the 11-year-old boy who was shot and killed earlier this week at a park in North Minneapolis. Amir Lamar Atkins was from Hopkins. The ME report showed that he died of a gunshot wound to the head. The shooting has prompted an increase in patrols in the area and calls from the community to come together to try to prevent any more gun violence this summer. Reverend Jerry McAfee.
And so there's a saying that a people who cannot save themselves is lost forever. And so everybody got to play a role in getting this thing right. And I don't start with saying what the government need to do. As a people, there are things we got to do. We've got to augment families.
No one has been arrested yet in the case. Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
A three-year-old is recovering after being struck by a car Tuesday night in St. Paul.
The incident occurred just after 9 p.m. on the 1200 block of Edgerton Street. Responding officers found the toddler conscious, breathing, and bleeding from the head. The child was transported to Regents Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the driver remained at the scene and cooperated with the investigation, telling officers the child ran into the road just before being struck. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. Twin Cities Metro construction intensifies this weekend. Motorists could face significant delays as projects continue, including the full closure of Interstate 94 eastbound between Highway 280 and 35E, and also sections of I-94 and 35W in Richfield and Bloomington. MnDOT's Kent Barnard.
We don't have a lot of room to work in there. Our construction workers need that space, so we would prefer people slow down, drive very carefully and alert, and take your time through that area.
Despite the short construction season, he says MnDOT is on schedule for that I-94 project, aiming for both directions to be open in time for the state fair in mid-August.
A federal judge orders the Trump administration to release electric vehicle charger funding, but not here in Minnesota. CBS News' Jennifer Kuiper explains why.
Billions of dollars in funding is to be released for the build-out of EV chargers in more than a dozen states. In partially granting the preliminary injunction, a U.S. district judge in Washington state says that the Trump administration overstepped its constitutional authority when it froze the funding previously approved by Congress in 2021. She has ordered that the money be freed up in 14 of the states, but not in D.C., Minnesota, and Vermont, saying that they did not provide enough evidence that they would face irreparable harm if the money wasn't immediately released. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch for much of Minnesota through tomorrow morning. Here's WCCO Susie Jones.
Several hours of moderate to heavy rain expected today, with more than an inch per hour possible. Total rainfall amounts of 2 to 3 inches are forecast from west central Minnesota through western Wisconsin. WCCO TV chief meteorologist says the rain will come in rounds. Today, the rain will pick up in intensity before tapering off a bit tomorrow, this evening, I should say.
The second wave of rain comes tomorrow. That's a daytime situation as well, with a high near 70. And then it's out of here. By the time it clears out tomorrow night, we catch a break. Friday looks like a nice day.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Next week, a new boating law goes into effect.
It used to be if you were 18 or older, you were exempt from needing a watercraft permit, but no more. Hennepin County Lieutenant Rick Raymond.
Anyone operating watercraft or PWC that is born June 30th, 2004 or later needs to have a watercraft operator permit.
He says the new law is designed to enhance safety on the lakes, especially when it comes to jet skis.
When we stop someone that's under the age of 18, We always try to call their parents and help educate the parents as well, just to let them know what their kids are doing.
He says in order to get a permit, you have to take an online course for a fee, and it includes unlimited attempts at the final exam. The permit is good for life. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You might call it the dental procedure of her career.
That was not the sound Two Harbors veterinary dentist Dr. Grace Brown wanted to hear as she carefully placed a crown over the cracked tooth of Tundra, a six-year-old Alaskan brown bear at Duluth's Lake Superior Zoo.
And we had to trust that the anesthetic was going to be efficient enough and enough for the time of the procedure. So there's a lot of trust that's involved and a lot of teamwork.
Dr. Brown telling WCCO's Adam and Jordana it's the largest veterinary crown in the world, hand-poured by Idaho-based Creature Crowns and designed to last Tundra's lifetime. All funding for the procedure was donated. Laura Oakes, News Talk 830, WCCO.
I'm Steve Simpson. Eagan Police becoming the first in Minnesota to deploy a new device to bring car chases to a rapid and safe conclusion. It's called the Grappler. It's a net that deploys from the front of a squad car, snaring the rear tire of a fleeing vehicle. Sergeant Rich Evans says he believes the device could have prevented or shortened many previous pursuits.
We have seven operators currently at the police department that have been trained by the Grappler company in Eagan. So they've all done repetitions and actually using the Grappler in real life on vehicles and a close course.
He says while they haven't had to use the tool in the field yet, since the word has gotten out about the Grappler, Eagan Police, by the way, recorded just 9 chases this year. That's down from 23 last year.
A community meeting in Uptown tonight will lay out a plan for the area's future.
The Uptown Futures Forum kicks off at the Granada Theater from 7 to 9 p.m. It will feature 2 panels of Uptown residents, business owners, and stakeholders, followed by moderated discussions. Civic leaders like Councilmember Aisha Chugtai and State Senator Scott Dibble will also share takeaways and next steps for Uptown's future.
Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Hennepin County is launching a campaign to make our streets safer.
Minnesota averages 455 traffic fatalities per year. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty.
These fatalities come from an easily preventable driving behavior like drinking alcohol and driving, texting while driving, speeding, and driving without a seatbelt.
Therefore, Moriarty has announced a dangerous driving campaign.
Over the next few months, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office will host multiple educational sessions in the community discussing dangerous driving behavior and how to change it. We've already begun this outreach effort, visiting local high schools to engage with young people about this critical issue.
She says deterrence is about the certainty of getting caught, not about facing stiffer penalties. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
And finally today, it's a big night for some hoops hopefuls.
Now that the sale of the Minnesota Timberwolves has been approved, the team can focus on tonight's NBA draft. The Wolves have the 17th overall pick, but will they keep it or will they trade it? The Athletic's John Krasinski.
Right now, there isn't a magic bullet deal waiting out there for them. Now, things can materialize quickly, but I actually think it's a little higher that they do pick at 17 or at least like move around the board tonight rather than package that in something for a veteran.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Lindsay Peterson, News Talk 830 WCCO.